Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria 19, Emlakeni 18. Mining giant Sibanye Stillwater says all 260 mine workers who were trapped underground at Kloof Gold Mine in Western Area have been rescued. The miners were trapped on Thursday after a hoist used to access the shaft was damaged in an accident, Kloof Shiko reports.
In a statement, Sibanye Stillwater says at no point was there any risk of injury to employees during the incident. The first group of mine workers surfaced on Friday afternoon, while the remaining workers were rescued last night. The company says all affected employees will undergo thorough medical examination and that all operations will resume once all safety and risk assessments are concluded. In 2023, four mine workers were killed when a conveyor collapsed at one of their mines in Mpumalanga. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Police have arrested a suspected drug mule at OR Tambo International Airport for the possession of drugs worth 1.4 million rand. The Brazilian national was traveling from Sao Paulo to Benin when he was intercepted with cocaine wrapped around his legs. The suspect will appear in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court on Monday on charges of drug trafficking. National police spokesperson Atlenda Mate.
He was intercepted by SAPS officers at the airport. He was pulled aside and during a body search, cocaine was found wrapped around his legs. On Friday, the SAPS reported that police officers are intensifying their efforts to clamp down on the illicit trade of drugs.
National Treasury says there will be no bailouts for struggling state-owned enterprises, but there will be accountability. Speaking to Parliament's Finance and Appropriation Committees, Director General Duncan Peterson said National Treasury was forced to moderate the budget, but is sticking to its fiscal strategy. Peterson committed to launching audits to root out ghost employees.
Some of the new spending reviews are complete, like the work on active labour market programs and public employment, and that we will be tabling to Cabinet and elsewhere soon. And some of it has just started, the work around conditional grants review in infrastructure and the ghost worker audit.
And the head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, says Israel has only authorized a teaspoon of aid for Gaza when a flood of assistance is required. He warned that more people will die unless there is a rapid, reliable and sustained aid access. Israel says around 300 trucks have been allowed through since it lifted an 11-week blockade on Monday. Experts have warned that many of Gaza's 2 million residents are at high risk of famine. More on jacarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Mjopinaar Hoofnies, die hier, mijn werkers bij Sibanye Stillwater. Mijn is gered.
This is the CTM Top 40, baby, with Danny Painter, CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM, big savings, more style. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more on the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
And you and I are hanging out all the way until 2 p.m. 40 of your biggest songs, we've lost two this week. Two good ones. Sabrina Carpenter, Taste is out. Wrong Way, Two Friends, Alexander Stewart is out. But that does mean we have two brand new entries for you. One is from the Sacky Twins. I played them for you in the week as a Jack of Hard Hits, and you voted. And now they're in the CTM Top 40. You Are Not Alone as one of my favorite songs from them yet. Ed Sheeran, Old Phone, another brand new entry in at number 34. You asked for it and you received. And then, of course, we've got some pretty
new songs. The CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM starts in 40. 39, 38, 39, 39, 39, 39. 3, 2, 1. Now. Jacaranda.
Jacaranda.
Jacaranda FM. Number 40.